If we see a hawk, it's going to be a good trip. If we don't see a hawk, something fucked up's going to happen. And every time that we have, like within the first 20 minutes of being on the road. And when we went to my cousin's wedding in October, the year that my dad got really sick and then passed the next year, we did not see a hawk. And somewhere around Toledo, I'm driving and tire popped. And it was in the middle of construction,
Of
like one
course.
lane. And then the next time we were going up to Muskegon, I was being the minister for Brad, my nephews, Bradley and Cameron, to get married. And the water pump on Butch's truck went out. No hawk that day.
That's a shitty stretch to break down on.
Up Coopersville-ish way. Yeah, that sucked.
Can't even
It
do
should have been,
that.
hey, do you know any
And
other help?
then we should burn for
My
Sherman.
kids are all worried about me.
Aww.
Boston just texted, hey, when are you going to be home? Elsie just texted, are you at chicken work?
Oh.
I work at TSC.
Okay.
She calls it chicken
Chicken
work
work. Do
because
they have
during the summer
chickens?
we have chickens.
Oh.
We have baby chickens. And she found that out and it became chicken work.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, she's, Have you met my daughter,
I have
Alex?
not. No, I've met both of your boys.
We are back recording
Do be do be do be
Yes.
do. Oh,
that's okay. I started it back up when we were all mic testing together, so that should be very entertaining for whoever's listening.
Fantastic. She is 11 now.
Happy birthday.
And stop.
Oh, what a cutie. Is her
She's
hair purple?
it's a red purple.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Love it. I wanted to dye my hair so bad when I was like 11, 12. My mom was like, when you have your own money, you can dye your hair.
She actually I actually colored her hair when she was four.
Oh.
She had hair down to here, and it was. I keep forgetting that we're recording. This is so weird because we don't have the mics in front of us. So if you're all wondering, we have little wireless mics we're trying out, and
Upgrade.
we're just winging it.
Yeah.
This
Welcome
is
to our round table.
welcome to our round table. After hours at the 12th house, and it's November 5th. 15th? What?
Yes.
15th.
This episode is brought to you by meat sticks and
Egg rolls. Yes, meat sticks and
Bluetooth
Bluetooth microphones.
microphones.
But it is. It's after hours at the 12th house, and I am Sarah, and I'm here with.
I am Alex from the Funky Engine Wellness.
And I am Esther Joy.
From the Esther Joy
From Esther Joy Tarot,
Collective.
well, or the 1990 Collectives,
Yeah, that one.
yes. I was actively doing the knotted finger on my nose.
So we realized that the last few episodes had terrible sound issues. So we're hoping that this will be better. And we're just going to hang out and kind of bullshit for a little bit and hope that you will engage with our posts and listen.
Whole lot.
Fine humans of mine. Oh no, Esther has a funny
So,
face.
I put my headphones away, and it stopped recording for a second. So I'm just gonna set them down on the counter so I can interact like a normal
Oh, weird.
human. I don't know. I,
So,
Welcome back.
fun things. What are fun things that have happened?
In these times?
Yeah, I was like,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that seems so loaded.
I know it does, right?
Right.
It shouldn't be so hard.
Right? No. Good things. I can go small. So
what's a good small thing?
I have been walking Lila much more regularly. Mm. So I've been getting outside. This week has been such beautiful weather.
Oh my gosh,
Michigan,
it's been great.
And it is a gift because that gray, once it's gray for like a week, I am a sad baby.
Yes. Sad panda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really nice. And like, I got Lila a little sweater. Aww. And it's stinking cute.
Baby sweater.
Listen, it's got a little peppermint candy cane. Oh, in case you didn't know who the sweetest girl was, but when I'm looking for default, like, oh, what's going on good, I always default to my pets.
Yeah,
because that is one of the greatest sources of joy for me.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I wonder, can we upload pictures on our account, or do we have to like?
Oh yeah, no, we can totally put pictures on there.
Ooh, I think. Everybody would love to see a picture of Lila in the said sweater.
Yes. I happen to have it on my phone right now, so I can totally put that up there.
Awesome. Because
I can make this the episode cover.
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes. That would be amazing.
Little cutie pies.
Oh, meat sticks. Wire, Bluetooth speaker, headphones, what? Yeah. And
Dog sweaters.
Yeah.
Meat line. Yes. What is my good thing? I've been back in Grand Rapids for a week, and yes. I feel so blessed to like be back home.
Yeah,
which it's weird because when Grand Rapids was home, I like almost always refused to call it home, and now it's really nice to be here and starting to like get settled again and see
and feel like home.
Yes, feel like home and like see my friends' faces and stuff after the past couple of months of. Kind of isolation is really nice. Mm-hmm. And
I should turn off the
alarm.
Yeah,
I phone check. I should probably do that too.
Isn't it cool? So I've started calling my Chaos Era's fruit basket upsets.
Oh, that's a good one. because
it's like adding glitter to whatever you're getting slapped with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So at least it's fun. You know?
I like that. Yeah. My sweet girl turned 11 mm-hmm. within the last week. And she's almost taller than I am. And she is the best, funnest little weirdo that I could ever want, ever. That was my good thing.
Yeah.
Is she your only girl?
She is.
Oh, that's so special. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, the boys are 17 and 16 and Elsie is 11.
Awesome.
She was the kid that we tried for 4 years, 3 years, three mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
And I gave up. I threw all my meds away. And said, nope, I'm good with two. Let's get rid of all the baby stuff. Gave it all away. Mm-hmm. Didn't even sell it. We just gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was 2011 and like, you know, people were okay and things were happening and everybody was like, things were okay, right? No shit.
What a time.
Three weeks later, I probably got pregnant the day I threw everything away.
Yeah, she's like, just so we know, I just want new stuff.
Right. So 3 weeks later, I thought I had a sinus infection. Well, I did have a sinus infection, and I remember, which was in the boys' bedroom. They were 4 and 6 at the time. Mm. Like, they were horsing around or whatever.
Mm.
And I was complaining because I really didn't feel good. And I walked in and I said, you need to go down the street and pick me up some medicine. He's like, I think I'll pick you up a pregnancy test too. And I said, what? Mm. No. I'm like, you were not at that appointment with me a month ago where right. the doc said, to get pregnant, you are going to have to do like IVF, IUIs, shots, mm-hmm. crazy things. And I'm like, sorry, pass. I'm good. And he's like, no, you're pregnant. I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, I'll be back. So we went down the street because there at the time it was a Rite Aid, I think, at, like a block and a half from the house. And he brings me back a pregnancy test, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'll pee on it, but I'm not pregnant. And 3 minutes later, you hear me from the bathroom saying, you son of a bitch. And I said, Boston, come here. So he comes running in. He's like, what, mama? And I'm like, go throw this at your daddy. So he did. And Butch is like, I told you so. I'm like, you know what, fucker? And of course, I was 3 weeks before turning 35 when I found out I was pregnant, because it was the beginning of March. And yeah, geriatric pregnancies are no fun. No fun. But yeah, that was my story. I don't even know why we told that story.
Because we were talking about Effie.
Oh, we were talking about
being your only girl. She's obviously a miracle baby.
Yeah.
Special kid from the get-go. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is. She was rough as a baby.
Yeah.
Way rough as a baby.
Yeah.
Like, she could scream at me for hours. About nothing. It was like the stubbornness of that child. Oh, I thought I was stubborn.
It's the Gen Z. Gen Z stubbornness is something different.
She's actually Gen A.
Oh.
Yeah. It's that.
Yo.
And being full bodied in the month of Scorpio.
Yep. Yep.
That was rough on my life. Rough on my life. But you know, she's grown up and thankfully doesn't remember her screaming fits at me, even though they lasted until she was like five.
So listen, I can definitely empathize with how hard it is to be here.
Oh, just the bench out front.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of people. Yeah. Like to park on it.
Yeah.
I was like, all I see is a jacket.
There's no people head outside the door.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not frightened anymore. Sorry. No,
that's all right. Yeah.
What's new with the store?
Okay, so people that smoke or partake.
Yes.
Not so much nicotine. But like pot, it's legal in Michigan, so we're allowed to talk about it. Yeah. So if you're listening to us outside of Michigan and you're thinking, what do you mean it's not legal? It is here. So anyway, we are making, that was a weird pause, sorry. We are making Candy Girl Lucy Blends. And if you don't know what that is, let me tell you. So it's an herbal blend.
So it's got like florals and herbs and that kind of a thing.
Yeah. So yeah. So we're doing that. That's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're testing recipes.
So is it all just like one kind?
No, there's going to be four kinds. Sweet. Five kinds. There's gonna be five different ones, like a chill out kind of one, one to focus your attention, maybe one to like, all right, I need to get up and do shit. Mm-hmm. And then one that's got a little bit of blue lotus in it.
Yes.
And if you don't know what it is, Google it.
I was gonna say,
you'll have some fun.
Yes.
Good for dreams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for some good dreams.
Yeah.
But like the base is going to be mullein, which is good for your respiratory, any kind of respiratory anything.
Lung health.
Yep. Lungs or asthma or coughing, or it's actually really good, depressant maybe? Because it wouldn't be a stimulant.
It's not a stimulant. I was just looking it up because I just used it in like a loose leaf tea when I was sick the other week. And it does like I grabbed a couple different herbs off the wall here, which I love that you sell loose herbs because it's really fun for me when it comes to like like my dream, everything is like, I would like to have an apothecary with all of the jars full of all the things. And so being able to come in here and have access to small bags and big bags of all of these different herbs has been so fun for me to play around with making my own tea blends and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just doing that for that. So like the respiratory health, which you were saying, like, not for nicotine smokers, but I'm actually, so I am a nicotine smoker.
Yeah.
And I've been really looking for a herbal botanical blend that's not tobacco to try and start replacing it. Yeah, to kind of move away from it. And I've been looking into, like, the mullein and that kind of a thing. Just because of wanting to kind of get away. And, like, it's really cool being able to smoke that, knowing exactly what's in it.
Right.
Versus the prepackaged, right. And, like,
who knows where the tobacco comes from.
Yeah. Yes. And then just in just general, like, mass-produced, processed things in general, right. Being able to move away from that. And so I'm really excited to try all of them.
Yeah. These are, like, micro organic batches.
I love it. I am
huge. You know, like, super...
all made with love, all our research.
Yeah.
And then I was looking into the mullein is what the name was for it, and it's an expectorant.
Yeah, so it's good
with the mucus. And then something that I learned in anatomy is that as a smoker, like, we're basically killing our cilia, so it's so much harder for the mucus to move. So the mullein is going to be really good for helping break it up. And just get it out. So, like, I mean, I wish that I would have had it when the air quality was really bad this summer. That was gnarly and, like, in the chest. And so gunky to be able to get that up. But knowing that that's something that grows as a weed in most of our yards, and now we know that we can actually be using it for something, you know, that's really cool.
Yeah, and all of the herbs that we get in here are organic, too. So... and we do all the research and make sure that it's something we can smoke or put in a tea or
safe for consumption
too. So
yes, and believe me, I am testing it.
I am testing it all.
But it's been fun to be able to actually, like, talk about it and bring it up. It's not just something that I'm doing, like, in the corner.
Anymore.
Like, we can actually talk about the herbs, and they can all be used as, like, teas too. If someone doesn't want to inhale it, they can always use it in other ways.
That I'm actually gonna try that tonight.
Yes,
I hadn't even thought of, like, I'm really excited about the being able to smoke it, but being able to, like, because you said there's gonna be 5 different flavors.
Yeah,
the ones that I've tried so far has been the mellow, and then we just tried out the ambition. And that, like, the mellow one was amazing. Right out the gate, I was just like, wow, this is a really soft, like, almost like a balm on my sensory processing.
Yes, it's so light.
And really, like, it was very, very light, and that was really cool, because I was, like, a lot of things that, like, promote being mellow are a really, like, substantially depressive, where, like, you can feel it muting your senses. And this did not do that, but it did, like, soften them a little bit to where it's not so sharp and piercing. And the ambition one, that one, I definitely could feel it opening my throat when we were smoking it, because it's got that menthol.
It's got
and
peppermint
that
in it.
Is really nice. And so I'm excited to play around and see what the two do, and I can't wait to try the other ones.
So the thought is that you would either put it in a bowl and smoke it, or put some in your weed and smoke with it.
Mix it with your flower.
You know, put it in a bong or
roll.
And I think we're gonna have loose leaf and possibly some pre-rolls.
Herbal joints are such a great way to practice, like, conscious consumption and mindfulness, like, as, I mean, a lot of people do, like whatever, no October, sober October, no whatever, November, but just, like, it's nice breaking it up a little bit, like, no matter what your habits are, it's always good to know that there's other ways to shake it up a little bit, and, like, the ambition with having skullcap in it, that's an adaptogen, so it's literally calming your nervous system. Yeah, which is so good going into the fall and winter, is that like sometimes you need that in order to keep going so that you don't burn out first. I know that I wake up on 100 if I know that I have things to do, and sometimes I just need to chill out so that I have the energy to do the things. So I'm really excited to, you know, make a little bit more like healthier choices, you know, like some healthier habits, taking some breaks, but also just like leaning into that real herbal magic and medicine of like the ritual still, I think is really great for a spiritual practice or a self-care practice, just to have something that's like, all right, I'm going to take 5 minutes to like go out. And I mean, we should all be taking our smoke breaks if you get paid hourly anyways, even if you don't smoke. So take a little herbal cigarette or a book or something and go take your breaks if you're an hourly minimum wage worker.
Yes, it's true. When, like, for me as a smoker, I've thought about it a lot when it's just like, okay, like, what are, obviously there's this like the nicotine dependency, but it's also like I use it for a social break. And I've had a couple times of recognizing like, oh, even though I'm inhaling chemicals, I'm breathing intentionally. And a lot of the time, especially because I work with a lot of people, I don't remember to breathe, or like I don't breathe with my whole chest. So that couple minutes of on purpose breathing, and then there's of course that chemical action as well. But so I'm really excited to be able to have that as an additional coping tool. And then with the different herbal sides of it, being able to like consciously, oh, I'm using this for these purposes, and I'm giving myself that break, because that was kind of like my, you know, I'm working to supplement it out, because I have to be gentle in my transitions. But I'm really looking forward to playing with that to see how much easier it makes things.
Absolutely.
We were talking earlier about like the joking about like I made too much eye contact and now I need to smoke a cigarette, and it's it's because it's a social soother. And it gets you away from the crowd, and so like being able to have this without it having to be a cigarette, which has other stuff connected to it.
Right.
I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to try the new ones.
Yeah, and it's fun to come up with recipes and put something else in instead of something else because that'll be a little bit sweeter. Or you know, it's fun to look up all the good remedies that herbs and all the things, you know, like we can make teas with it, we could do tinctures, we could do you know, it's just endless.
It's a great reminder of like what we have in front of us. And Linda at Moondrop Herbals, we were talking about the skull cap, and she said that herb single-handedly got her through the pandemic. But and paired with lavender, that it's really strong and soothing as a tincture. But again, because that skullcap is an adaptogen, so it's really helping with your stress and your cortisol levels. But just those reminders, it's like, oh yeah, there are things that have been used for years and years and years, and we're used to using more chemicals and things. But before that, you know, people were going out and
all the witches
and using it. Exactly.
Like you were saying, the mullins in most people's backyards, the different plantain is another one.
Yes.
Really, really multi-purpose.
Super strong.
And like I played around with that, like picking it and chewing it and being just like, what? You know, like it's really fun being able to play with that. And I think that's a really important step to getting back to like our own medicine. You know, not saying that we're going to be replacing medicine, but working with it in tandem, because there's definitely an imbalance there. But also it's really, really fun and fascinating. And it totally hits that like kid potion creator of just like, we are mixing in the kitchen and I'm a professional.
I was looking at Sarah yesterday. I was like, I'm going to go goblin mode for a second. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to touch all the things in my little T-Rex hands. And it's so great. It's fun. And then of course being able to share it, because smoking is such a social thing and making it sacred too.
Putting the intention into it.
Because let's be real, like witches and nuns grow the best like flower and things anyways. They're the best green thumbs. So I'm so excited to see them in stores. Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Really excited about that too. Having it in here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things in the store that I make. And it's just been like, I just want to get them into other stores.
Yeah.
Like, just to try to, you know, and it's really hard unless lately, you know, you get a following on socials and then, you know, people hear about you and things like that. But it's hard to get into other stores when you are a store.
Well, not to mention just like on the executive functioning level.
Right.
That is so much work.
Yeah.
Involved in not only creating the product, but then marketing it and then doing all that, like on top of running a store, which is already four people's worth of work getting done by one person.
Yeah.
Like, I am incredibly admiring of your motivation and ambition. Like,
oh, and I don't have much of it. Oh,
but I was gonna say, but this space that we're in right now would challenge that. I don't think you give yourself nearly enough credit.
I'm sure I don't.
Yeah.
Because like the crowdfunding and the things, like you've done a job or the jobs of like entire corporation, like on your own.
Yeah.
So your resume is like you know, because you have done all of the roles because you've had to, which is exhausting, but it's also extremely impressive.
Yeah.
But like I do hear you, because networking has been such a hard part for me. Is even figuring out how to like do that and market yourself is really fucking weird. And then doing it just as myself is one thing, but the entire store and entity, like, and your mama bear, so all of the artists and things here, like you care about all of them too. So it's very much bigger than just yourself.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be easy.
I mean,
but like,
just because you're prepared for it doesn't mean it's any less than what it is.
Yeah. And me being me too. And you know, like, pretty sure I have ADHD, but my manifests or mine shows up differently than a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely need like that body double.
Yes.
Even if it's not like just somebody in the store with me.
Yeah.
Behind the counter, I found like our reader Maya has been here during the days a lot. And but like she's in the tarot area and I am still behind my desk and I still find myself not doing the things I need to do. But like when there's somebody behind the counter with me, even if they're just sitting in there playing on their phone.
Yeah.
I feel like I can do a lot more.
And you're seeing it.
Because I'm seeing somebody else, even if, like I said, even though just sitting there, that's that body double that I need to have to be able to do something.
Oh, I get it. My best friend is in Chicago and we FaceTime most mornings, but especially if we have something to do. Like today I was ending an interview and she was getting ready for an interview, and so we debriefed so that we could get ready to do the next thing, you know. And that's so helpful because it's easy to get stuck, it's easy to get procrastinated, but then or to procrastinate. But for me, the body doubling is almost like a people pleasing thing. It's like, well, I want to show the people that I do things, you know. But it's also that motivation of just having a little company.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Shit.
Sorry. I mean,
hey, but at the same time, like,
no, I totally am a people pleasing doing things person.
Shit. We are doing our best.
The way I start doing dishes in other people's houses, but I don't do my own.
I can't do,
like, yo, it's okay, crazy. But doing stuff for other people is always easier.
Yes.
Always easier.
So much.
And that's like, well, the same thing for like, yo, I can be completely blocked, but if somebody's coming to my house, I will speed clean so fast. It's
I will call them back and tell them we are not meeting at my house.
Yes.
And we'll meet at the park down the street.
Yes.
I'll clean while they're there. I'm like, come over if you don't mind me cleaning.
Yeah. That's shit. You know, if like I have like three different levels of it, where I have like the 5 minute, just shove it in a bag, hide the bag, you know, do bags. I have lots of bags. But then I have like the second tier of like I'm trying to like perfected into, here's my designated doom tote that is on purpose for dooming and undooming, you know.
I think I've gotten to that point, being
mid-40s and living through the pandemic and realizing that I don't really care what other people think anymore. Mm-hmm. And my house is a disaster.
You get what you get, you're welcome.
But all my people live in it. Mm-hmm. And we're happy and healthy and, you know.
Yep.
Safe.
And, yeah. But nobody's ever coming over to my house ever again.
That's why you have a story.
Exactly. That's why I have the store. You come and see me at the store. I'm here Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
Hey.
Yep. But no one's ever coming to my house again, ever.
Yeah.
Nope. I get that. I'm starting, now that I'm like having my own space again, like, yeah, you thought you were going to see it. This is mine. I am territorial. I am very much an eldest daughter. Like, this is my shit.
So I live in a basement, and it's not a shared space, but it is like, it's been interesting trying to fit myself into that space and still keep it functional as a household.
Yes.
And there definitely were a couple conversations that had to be had about being like, hey, I don't feel comfortable at all with people, even if you're like, mm-hmm. you're like, everything looks fine. I'm like, it does not. And you're like, you know, and I feel so exposed having myself everywhere. Like, if somebody had the audacity to try and tell me to like get my shit together, I would be like, oh my, fuck you so much. But me in my head is so mean when it comes to like having messes around.
Or that kind of thing. I'm the worst mother ever.
And oh my gosh,
there's
right.
Dirt on my floor.
Or just like what, like just like the clutter chaos and like, the what clutter. Does that mean about mm-hmm. you? And I'm just like, it means that I am doing a lot of things and I have a lot of things and I am picking up the pieces of my life. Shut up. You know? Right. But having to like immediately become defensive about it and then having to like calm down the defensive one and then be just like, dude, listen, first of all, it doesn't fucking matter. It's nobody's fucking business. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. I recognize that me in my happiest, healthiest place has a space that looks differently than it does now sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
But
I mean, I've lived in clean houses and where things were picked up and things were put away and all
the
things.
It's fun and it has its perks, but also is not that important.
But like now,
yeah.
I mean, there's six people living in my tiny little house.
I was gonna say, kids change everything.
And three cats.
Yo.
And Elsie's room is mostly the living room most of the time. And you know, like it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I, you know, plus oh right, because you know, trauma of losing things or whatever.
Yep.
We have all of my father's stuff still in my house 3 years later.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Nope. Don't even make that face at yourself though, because that's completely fucking valid.
You know.
That is completely fucking valid.
But now I also have an entire store and the basement here is starting to look like my house. And I'm like,
but it's still working and letting go of stuff is fucking hard.
Yeah. So.
And I tell you what, we know one thing for certain is that being hard on ourselves for having a hard time doesn't help.
Doesn't help at all.
It also doesn't help to know and say that.
Right.
Because
right.
At the same time though, that's what I've been really trying to like mm-hmm. hold myself accountable for is just not perfection because fuck that, but to just be mindful of it because it's like I know 100% that that doesn't help.
Yes, have grace.
That doesn't help me do it differently. In fact, if anything, that helps me stay in it longer because now I'm over here mm-hmm. having to defend the parts of me that can't get out of that.
Exactly.
Yet.
Shame does not help.
It
anything.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work as
and
a
we
way.
We
to...
are ourselves best shamers.
Oh my
because
God.
Nobody else could be as mean to us
well,
as we are.
Our inner shaming selves were designed out of every bad experience you've ever had.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they are there to try and prevent it from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually work.
No.
But yes. but also like we're coming out of generations that is like older generations, that's how you show love.
Right.
Is shame. And fuck that.
Yeah.
And that's like when we were talking about like the buck stops here, like if the only generational pattern that we change is not picking up other people's shame and having the audacity to not shame ourselves.
Yes.
Like not picking up shame that other people think I should have about things is literally the most rebellious fuck you act I can do. Mm-hmm. And if that is the only one I get down before I die, which it's not, obviously, but that's a good goal for me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remind myself of the priority of that, of no, because when and if I have children, and in the meantime, every future generation that I help influence, I am going to be teaching them not to accept that shame.
Yes.
And that's cool by me.
That's huge. One thing that, a phrase that I've been using a lot for boundary setting is that's not mine to unpack.
Yes.
Is that I am not going to take that on and dissect all of that because I don't need to. That's not my shit.
I don't have to pick it up.
Yes, exactly. I can stay over there.
And this segment has been brought to you by therapy.
That's updates, baby.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 recommend.
And a good amount of don't give a fuck.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Oh yeah, you gotta have that don't give a fuck.
The hardiest dose of if it doesn't work, try a different one.
Yes. That being said, if anyone wants to donate to a therapy fund, I think we could all fucking use it.
Or the tattoo fund does behind the counter.
Yes.
Tattoos are just therapy. As good as therapy. Yep.
Additionally, side note, if you have Medicaid, you qualify for unlimited therapy. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
The cap was removed a couple years ago. And so if you have Medicaid and you get a referral to psychology, you can go to therapy for free.
Good news.
As much as much as you want.
That's important.
Just so you know.
And that includes sex therapists. Depending on where you go, but I do know that there are some through Spectrum or Corwell or whatever it is now. I learned that on my Medicaid through pelvic floor physical therapy is that I got a referral very easily to a sex therapist, and I didn't even know that that was amazing. Really,
I need to talk to my doctor about that.
Yes, so definitely gynos and stuff, but that was something for me that was huge.
Important. It's huge.
I've done a lot of different types of therapy before in my life, but this is a new one that I am actually very, very excited about, going to a sex therapist and learning how to have healthier relationships with both myself and others and kind of unpacking that trauma in a safe space.
That's amazing.
Shout out to Michigan, because there's very few states that do give young folks free Medicaid.
I did just hear that a lot of people just lost their Medicaid
recently. Yep. And a lot of it is because of lack of assistance with paperwork. If you don't know what to sign and when, really quick for them to
be
you're done, push it off.
And DHS is super overloaded, so if you have any questions,
they're always overloaded.
I got denied the first time, and I had to email them, and it was just a mistake, and they're we'll fix this. But it's if I didn't reach out, they never would have caught my mistake.
I've had times too where it was here's the appointment time, and I didn't get called. And then I was like, and then the panic mode of trying to hurry up and send the email to be like, hey, I was here, I was waiting by my phone, everything was fine, and I was ready, and I did not get the call. So please don't cancel my stuff, because I don't know exactly why, but I just, that's something especially paperwork and especially government bodies, it's so intimidating. And the anxiety about what if I mess it up, it's on a similar level as taxes, where it's just the penalty and just.
I did help Dad quite a bit, and then Butch and I and the kids, when the boys were younger, we were all on Medicaid when we were making no kind of money. And then Dad was on Medicaid when he got his cancer and, all of those things. And the caseworker that we had for my dad, which we actually had her for quite a long time, which is really rare. Most of the time, caseworkers, the turnover is so high. I remember her, and she was amazing and so helpful when I could get a hold of her.
Yeah.
Of course, because each caseworker has hundreds of cases and 40 hours a week to do them.
Right.
So
Thank you, caseworkers.
Thank you, caseworkers. Thank you, social workers.
Yes.
Yes.
We need more of you, and I understand it's a crap job.
Yeah, thank you for advocates, for sure. And shout out to my local community mental health, because they helped me get on Medicaid. And I've worked in healthcare, and I've seen a lot of people not get the help that they need. So I feel very grateful that I do have the ability to advocate for myself. Yeah. So, that's a big one. That's a big one. So I urge anyone that's listening to this, like, if you have that kind of shit come up, like, I, Alex, the fucking injured, like, I would gladly talk to you about that, because I know what it's like to not have people to ask those questions, and that shit can be really scary. Mm-hmm. So it's good to talk about it. We all need help, especially when it comes to getting therapy and access to mental health resources.
Yeah.
We all deserve a friend.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if you have access to a break, utilize it to its fullest capacity.
Yes.
Like, if you have access to something that will help you, use that shit as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And don't feel bad for it either. That's what it's there for.
Yes. I saw something recently that I think it was a mother, and she made a post saying that she now has a "Can I help you?" list. So that instead of saying no, they have something that they can look at and be like, you know what, it would be great actually if you wanted to pick one of these things.
I use a whiteboard that I keep in like an accessible spot in my space, and it works really, really well. And it also helps, especially when you're feeling very like, I don't know how to ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good tool, and that I like that a lot. May I help you, or can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I help you list is especially for people that are hosting for the holidays and stuff like that. It's like, no, actually, there's something that you can do.
Yeah, or like people who are going through a hard time.
Yes.
Because like the whole like, oh my gosh, just let me know if you need anything. I'm not going to.
Oh, no.
Right.
I am not going to.
So yeah, but you don't have the executive function. Is there something I can take off of your plate? Yeah. That's a different thing. It's like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yep.
There is this and this and this. And that's for me, that's something that I think newly learning is I'm learning what it's like to have people that are willing to ask and help me and not use it against me.
And I'm always willing to help other people, but asking for help myself, fuck you.
You have to do it like you're asking for a friend.
There is,
it's true though.
There is.
You have to install an advocate inside your phone system.
Nope.
Exactly. Yeah.
For me, I like to offer, and because like I do a lot of bartering and that kind of thing. So like acts of service are totally one of mine. Mm-hmm. And same thing for like gifts or that kind of a thing. So it's like, if you don't have something that you know will directly help, then you can go general, and the effort and the intent behind it helps a lot. But when in doubt, if you have money to give, gift cards or cash, when people are going through a hard time, helps so much.
Oh yeah, yes.
And
absolutely.
Same thing goes for cleaning or groceries or whatever kind of homemade food, like you can do
consumables.
A lot. Yeah, seriously.
Spending $5 for a coffee, and there's been days I've been having a tough time, and someone, like one of my friends, has just thought of me, and you know, it's like, thank you. That a meal, if I can't be with my friend, a meal on a friend or a snack, like this,
that little bit goes a long
that
way.
Helps a lot when you can't take care of yourself fully. Yeah. So shout out to all the people that do show up in those ways. And here's to all of us hopefully learning. If there's one thing that we take away from this, it's like, what's one thing that I can learn to ask help? Ask for help with. And you don't have to unpack that now, but I think that's good, especially going into the heaviness season of winter. Is we are all gonna come across some point where we do need a little extra help, so it's nice to start thinking about that a little bit. Keep it in your pocket for a bad day, you know, or not even a bad day, just when you need it.
And if you can't ask, then look at the ways that you're already accepting. And that will give you a good place to start when it comes to practicing asking. And it can be in little things. It can literally be, hey, can you hand me that bottle of water? Or, up to whatever, however big it needs to get.
Yeah, but it's
it counts.
It's hard, you know, it's being as old as I am and not really having anybody who, like, that was their love language.
Yeah.
It just, it's hard to spend, like you were eight, right? And then all of a sudden you had to grow up and you didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm. No help.
To relearn that now.
I love you.
It's so hard to ask for help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even though you both have offered, I am still in myself and like, no, they can't help. They can't. No, they're not going to help. Like, you're going to get busy and life happens and I'm going to be silently disappointed. So I'm just not going to ask. Because that's not the easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Or because that is the easy thing to do.
Yeah. When, and when you get so used to having to do it on your own, it starts to feel like you don't deserve things to be easy.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it almost feels like a loss of control too. It's like, well, it's better that it's just better that I do it myself, because that's how you keep yourself safe.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Doing
it. So to give away a little bit of that power is very, very vulnerable because it's giving somebody the ability to take something from you, or whether or not that disappointment sucks.
Especially from places that you really wish it wasn't coming from.
You know, and then you think it always seems like disappointment ends up manifesting in bad shit happening. Mm. Right? So like the last year has been rough at the store. It really has. And now, like, throughout, you know, different things have happened over the last year. But, like, most recently, my husband's car died today. Like, it's that it needs to just go to Padnos and hopefully get a couple $100 out of it.
Scrap prices are pretty good right now.
You know, but then, like, we don't have the money or the credit to get him something else. And it's going into winter and he has to get to work at 3 a.m. and you know, it's just like one more fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
When is it gonna get better? You know, I've been saying that for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
When's it gonna get better? When's it gonna get better? And then thing after thing after thing after thing. And that's not to say I'm not grateful for everything good that has happened, but it seems like the bad things overtake any little part of good that happens.
Yeah, and it doesn't change the fact that life has been fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that, I think that the fact that you have accomplished so much despite that is amazing, but it doesn't change how you feel.
Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't change your experience, you know? So it's really important to validate that, like, yes, I did this despite, but also I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing too, is like, when you're burnt out, when you're exhausted, you need more than a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one break. So kind of like when you're dealing with like people, like one negative, you need 10 positives to counterbalance one negative experience. So when it comes to, especially when you're that depleted energetically, like I'm so tired that one break is barely a gasp for air.
Right.
You know, and if I'm immediately plunged back underwater, then that break was almost torture, because I at least, you know, because now I'm still conscious for it, you know, and that's super valid. And thank you for sharing that, because for me, that helps, because now I'm like, oh, that helps me, because now I can get more creative in how I offer my help. And now it's, you know, not saying that you don't have a choice in it, but but just saying that helps me, because I know how hard it is to ask for help too.
Yeah.
And I am nothing if not creative and innovative when it comes to tackling things that are, you know, like the dandelion through pavement. Right. Like, try and tell me I can't do something, huh? Challenge accepted.
For me, I kind of found that during COVID where everyone else was panicking, it's like I'm panicked all the time. So I actually finally felt like my baseline had been met by the rest of society for a minute.
Right? Can relate.
Right? It's like, oh, you know what? Actually, this might be my wheelhouse.
Right.
Apocalyptic times? I got I'm this shit.
Surprisingly calm, actually.
Yes. So weird. It's just that, like, when you get tired, like, you have people to tap in. Like, yeah. I will.
You know what? I think I felt like that during COVID too.
Yeah.
Like, I finally, like, got to relax.
No, break. Right?
We got a
month
Well, and we got a 3 month break.
Yeah.
It was like 6 weeks for school.
Yeah.
But then, like, Butch wasn't an essential employee.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he was off work for 3 months. I had just lost my job that I had had for 5 years in January prior to COVID happening.
Right.
And then, you know, my dad was in the hospital in Cleveland. And so for that, like, 6 months, 5 months is what we ended up being off for almost.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything. We just hung out at home.
No,
but, like, I got to hang out with my kids.
Right.
Yep.
And even if we weren't doing anything, you know, we got to hang out and watch movies and
not doing shit.
Anything.
We got to learn how valuable time actually was.
Yeah.
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 What you really need to feel cool with it, you know.
Yes.
Because that, yeah, me too.
You know, it was somebody saying, nope, you don't have a choice in this. Mm-hmm. And you know, as if you think about it, when someone says, no, you don't have a choice in this, that can go one of a lot of different
ways. Yeah, that's it. So they're going to be fucked good up ways, or bad.
You know, speaking of torture, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's how abuse happens, is you don't have a choice in this.
Yeah.
And as fucked up as that is, if someone comes in and says, I'm going to help you with this and you don't have a choice in this, okay. Like, I am more able to accept help if someone tells me I don't have a choice in it.
Yeah, it's not. Decision fatigue.
Yes.
I'm not going to make you make a choice in the help that I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate making decisions.
No, yeah, you make too many in a day.
Yeah, I mean, with everything else, you know, like, right, I need to order this. Do I order this now? Do I wait till next week?
Mm-hmm.
Aside you from know
your mother too, so all
right the and all the kids and like today Boston walked down, which was here because he had walked up from work because you know his car died, so he's walking everywhere this second. And I had to order glasses for my kids, and Boston is a terrible decision maker, and it took him 25 minutes to pick up glasses. And I'm like, okay, this is happening. You know, and then, I don't know. It was just like, things I don't have a choice in, it almost feels better to me because then it's like, okay, cool. Because most of the time, I don't care what happens.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Just pick one.
You know, like, I don't care if you have to go take a break or... I don't know. I'm just being silly about things, but
no, it's so funny.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Imagine I really don't. Not that I'm like being mean to you or to anybody, but like, if I don't have to make a decision and you'd be like, hey, we're going out, I'll either say yes or no, but I will be happier about the decision because I don't have to make it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. The best kind of help is the one that doesn't require you to help them know how to help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I will gladly go do something or whatever. But if I have to make a choice in the matter, because I have to make choices for everybody every day.
It's too exhausting for me to explain to you what I need help with. Because that uses up the energy that I have to do the other stuff that I got to do.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, there's the Two of Swords in the tarot deck. It's talking about like a stalemate situation. And it talks about like the blessing and the curse of being in a situation where there's nothing you can do. And how, like, on one hand, it sucks because it can be a really heavy weight of there's nothing I can do, I'm helpless. Or it can be a gift and a release of there's nothing I can do that's not mine to fix, you know, and it lets go, and it's like, all right, cool. So duly noted, and thank you, because I think that you're definitely not alone in, you know, having a hard time with accepting the help like that, you know.
And like with Butch and the kids, they just do.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how family does. Because we're like, I'm not going to ask if you want help. I'm going to walk in your house and start washing your dishes.
And, you know,
or like, why are like litter boxes so shameful? I don't get it, but there is so much shame.
It's because you literally have to wash the shit pile up.
So much poop, it's so much pee.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, and it never ends. It never ends. And then you have days where like, I have no spoon, so I'm just going to put fresh litter over top so at least it doesn't smell bad. But then it's just like, and like having people offer to help, and I'm like, no, you know, don't look at my shame. But we're not holding that anymore. So, however, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when things are stinky, they're like 8 times more scary and shameful than other times, which is silly because humans are stinky.
Shit stinks.
Yo, you know? It was a stinky out there.
Yeah.
We all kind of stinky.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Depends on the day. No judge. You know, not saying everybody, because I'm sure there's plenty of people who don't stink, but you know.
Yes,
we if you sit long enough, sometimes. Yes, you will. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I think that's
well, that was my bedtime reminder that just clicked off.
If it's okay, I have a little mini meditation that I thought it might be good to end the practice. It's a meta meditation and it's heart centered. So it's starting with centering our own hearts so that we have, because you need to take care of yourself first, but centering your heart and then sending that out into the world, because when we take good care of ourselves, we're able to take better care of others as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the idea that doing our own healing work is making a difference. So what I would invite you to do for a second is, if it feels good, putting your hand over your chest, opening up that heart space, maybe thinking how your shoulders feel, and then just taking a deep breath and exhaling the day. Making room between your ears to take in this message and just listen along and just take it with you. So, a heart center meta meditation. May my heart know peace. May I know happiness. May I be safe. May I awaken to the light of my true nature. May my soul be free. Take that in for a second. As you tune into your conscious light, let the divine love that you feel extend outwards and be a mirror for all that encounter your bliss. So now we're going to send it out. May all beings know peace. May all beings know happiness. May all beings be safe. May all beings awaken to the light of their true nature. May all souls be free. Take this love and light with you, knowing it's your truest essence. Let it fill the darkest spaces you encounter. We heal what surrounds us as we heal ourselves. As above, so below. Ashe. Ashe is an African word from the Yoruba language coming from Nigeria, and it's similar to life force energy, like prana or chi, and it's the power to create what you speak. So as you open up that heart space, open up that throat chakra as well. Just allow yourself to feel, but also to speak your truth, speak your needs and your desires, and ask for help when you need it. And then I would invite you to seal the practice with another deep breath, just taking in your intention for the day and breathing out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, coming back to that present moment, knowing that you can always take that moment with you. Just stopping and taking a breath, it can change a lot, but it takes 60 seconds to start to regulate your nervous system. So the next time that you have 60 seconds for your day, I would just encourage you to take that time for you and to breathe. Thank you for letting me share that. Welcome. Good night, friends. Good night. I hope everyone sleeps well. Thanks for after hours at the 12th house.
Love you, bye.
Nighty-night. Good night.
Thanks for listening.